From our nation's capital, this is Naps Chat.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
This is Bob Levy, the Director of Legislative and Political Affairs for the National Association of Postal Supervisors. I am joined today by NAPS Legal Counsel Bruce Moyer. How you doing, Bruce?
Very well, Bob. Good to be back with you.
We will be talking today about a new twist in the now four-week-old government shutdown and how it may impact the Postal Service. A series of postal-related bills that have been introduced in the early 116th Congress, and preparation for NAPS's upcoming national lobbying and legislative event, the 2019 NAPS Legislative Training Seminar. One of the issues that came up today was that the President of the United States submitted to the United States Senate the nominations of four individuals to the Postal Board of Governors. He renominated Ron Blum, Ramon Martinez, and Calvin Tucker to the Board of Governors. He also proposed to extend the term of Robert Duncan, who currently is serving on the Board of Governors. But let's talk now to legislation. And one particular piece of legislation that has been introduced recently and voted upon by the House of Representatives is an appropriations bill, H.R. 264, the Financial Services and General Government Appropriations Bill, introduced by Congressman Mike Quigley, the new chairman of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Financial Services and General Government. The bill appropriates $55 million to the United States Postal Service to reimburse it for free postage for mail for the blind and overseas balloting. In addition, there's legislation in that bill to continue six-day mail delivery and prohibits the closure of small and rural post offices. However, one of the key elements in this legislation that is actually impacting the Postal Service is that there is an appropriation of $15.2 million to fund the operations of the Postal Regulatory Commission. It seems the Postal Regulatory Commission is an appropriated agency in that it calls for an appropriation of Postal Service revenue to fund the operations of the PRC. Bruce, the absence of a PRC operations while the government is shut down, how do you think that's going to affect pending business before the PRC?
Well, the expected rate hike coming about later this month will still go into effect. The Postal Regulatory Commission has already approved that. However, there are other more ministerial responsibilities that the PRC has to annually fulfill. For example, the preparation of a report reviewing the compliance of the Postal Service on an annual basis. When that will come out in the PRC's review of the Postal Service's actions during 2018 is anyone's guess, so long as the federal government remains partially shut down and the PRC is without any funding.
Also, the 10-year review that the Postal Regulatory Commission needs to report back, that's going to have tremendous implications because they've been deferring the actual ruling till they have a full complement of Postal Regulatory Commission commissioners, and now they do with Mike Kubianta.
Presuming that that they can move ahead, get back to work, and begin to catch up on responsibilities that have been left unfulfilled.
Now, one of the bills that was introduced this week was H.R. 597. It was introduced by Representative Jerry Connolly, who is the new chair of the Subcommittee on Government Operations, and also co-sponsored by Dave McKinley of West Virginia. And that is that would provide EAS-level employees that have thus far been denied MSPB appeal rights, it would provide them that opportunity.
That's right, Bob. We're really delighted that Congressman Connolly and Congressman McKinley have stepped up to the plate once again and reintroduced legislation from the last Congress that would provide MSPB appeal rights to all EAS-level employees, even those who have non-supervisory responsibilities. There are about 7,500 of those who only have available an internal appeal of personnel actions, including adverse actions, inside the Postal Service. That really doesn't provide true due process in the event that they are facing removal or other serious action. This legislation by Jerry Connolly would restore MSPB appeal rights to all EAS employees, regardless of whether they are supervisors or non-supervisors.
Now, last year when this legislation was introduced, it was also included in comprehensive postal reform. So it is apparent that we would also seek to include this bill in whatever comprehensive legislation would be introduced either in the House or Senate.
Yes, absolutely. That's our strategy.
There were three other pieces of legislation that might be of interest to EAS-level employees. Those are three what are called House resolutions. They are non-binding resolutions that express the sense of Congress. In light of the president's task force, these three pieces of legislation declares a very significant view on the part of members of Congress in opposition to particular proposals that may be in the task force or may be followed by the task force. And those include, there is a House Resolution 23, which would maintain door delivery of mail. That was introduced by Congressman Susan Davis of California. It currently has three co-sponsors. Also, House Resolution 33, which expresses the sense of Congress that Congress opposes privatization of the United States Postal Service, and that was introduced by Representative Steve Lynch of Massachusetts and Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois, and it currently carries 51 co-sponsors, Bruce, particularly with regard to the anti-privatization resolution. What should we take away from such strong support so early in the Congress vis-a-vis the proposal within the task force?
Well, the message is certainly being sent to the White House that privatization does not have strong political legs, and that any efforts to modernize the Postal Service that would implicate privatization are going to be severely judged by the Congress.
Right. And the final House resolution, that was proposed by Congressman Jerry Connolly and Congressman Sam Graves, a Republican from Missouri, is a continuation of six-day delivery, mail delivery.
And that resolution is, once again, a reintroduced resolution that continues to support six-day delivery. The concerns for the curtailment of six-day delivery, quite frankly, these days are not as considerable as they were several years ago when the Postal Service aggressively pursued five-day delivery or less. However, the advent of e-commerce and the delivery of parcels by the Postal Service 7 days a week has really widened the window of delivery beyond 5 days or 6 days. Now to 7 days by the Postal Service, at least of parcels, and an increased presence throughout many neighborhoods across the nation.
And the last legislative issue I want to just mention in passing is there were three vote-by-mail bills that have been introduced in the Congress. One, H.R. 1, which is a comprehensive piece of legislation that doesn't only address vote-by-mail, but addresses enhancing political participation, enhancing ethics protections with regard to public employees, as well as trying to root out bad money, big money out of politics. One of the provisions is no excuse absentee ballots. Also, there's Senate Bill 26 and House Bill or H.R. 92, which is a general vote by mail bill. The Senate bill is introduced by Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, and the House bill was introduced by Congressman Earl Blumenauer of Oregon. Now, before we sign off, I just want to give a pitch out, and Bruce, we both want to give a pitch out for the legislative training seminar. Bruce, you've done this many times before. Talk a little bit about the importance of it.
Well, I look forward to doing it with you for the first time this year, Bob. It's going to be exciting, and we certainly urge all LTS veterans and new legislative leaders throughout NAPS to attend the Legislative Training Seminar in Washington, March 10th to the 13th. Please go on the NAPS website and consult the last issue of the Postal Supervisor magazine for more details, how to register, how to secure your hotel reservations, and how to participate in a great event, educating new members of Congress about the importance of the Postal Service and the importance of legislation that would serve the interests of the service as well as all postal EAS employees.
Well, we hope we see all of our listeners at the LTS in a month and a half. Rather than just they hear us, they'll be able to meet us also. Well, that's all the time we have for today. So thanks for listening to Naps Chat. So until next week.